Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we're speaking with Jimmy Jones. He is the head of security with Zariot. Jimmy, how are you doing today?
Really good, thanks, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Jimmy, let's get going with the second part of the two-part podcast, and let's start it with 5G. And I've interviewed you before, and it was about 5G, and 5G is emerging, and it's going to be huge out there now, too. What effect will that have on IoT?
Everything in 5G absolutely screams IoT. I think it's basically the generation that's been delivered by the telecoms industry to drive IoT adoption. And at the minute, we're only at the very, very start. We're seeing the enhanced mobile broadband, but that's really just a continuation of telecoms' obsession with higher data rates. I like the ultra-reliable low latency. That came in last year in release 16, and we're already seeing initiatives like AWS Wavelength that enable multi-axis edge compute, a lot of acronyms here, but that's essentially what you need to deliver to have ultra-reliable low latency. So essentially what MEC does is it allows developers to split their applications. So and reduce latency. So if I'm starting to build an augmented reality service on AWS, I still have all my management, my database, my billing, everything like that in the normal AWS cloud. But for the processes that need to control the overlay animations on the video and stuff like that, I can use AWS Wavelength, which essentially is a little tiny bit of the AWS cloud that's deployed in the mobile operator's network near the shopping mall or whatever the augmented reality is going to do, and it reduces the latency and it allows those sort of services to evolve. And that has other, it's not just augmented reality, it has huge potential in industry, so industry 4.0 and many other really weird and wonderful applications. To me, that's the 5G technology that will really provide the wow moment, because connectivity is nothing without innovation. Innovation, flexibility, speed to market, all these sort of things have driven cloud's huge success. And I think comprehensively integrating those ideas and the cloud with the new connectivity is a real game changer for IoT. In the future, you have machine to machine type communications. I think that will drive, well, it obviously drives density and increases the volume. So that, I think, would really accelerate smart city projects. And all the networks are now becoming virtualized environments as well. So AT&T, I think it was last week, announced that their network was going to be run via Microsoft on Azure. We also have the benefits of Open RAN that we hear about, the virtualization of the radio access networks, the service-based architecture. All of those things for 5G should speed deployment and also speed development. So, yeah, interesting times.
When do you think we can actually expect to see some of these new technologies becoming available?
Yeah, so like I said, the massive machine-to-machine type communications is release 17, so that's mid-2022. But the others are already out there, and I think the best indications are the access to the technologies. I mentioned AWS Wavelength, and that's already supported by Verizon, Vodafone, KDDI, I think SKT, there's quite a few. And with operators of those huge sizes, plus Amazon behind it, you can imagine that will move pretty quickly. South Korea, I know, already has public mobile edge compute projects. And it's not just AWS. I mentioned Microsoft Azure. They've got MEX mobile edge communication solutions as well. They've also been hugely active there with their acquisitions in telecoms, with MetaSwitch and Affirm, plus that AT&T project. Got other ones with Deutsche Telekom and Telefonica as well. The traditional vendors, Nokia and Ericsson, they're really moving forward with giving access to this. And then you've got my personal favorite at the moment, and the one I tend to follow and watch, and that's Rakuten. They're massively driving Open RAN, and they're really interesting. So the market is starting to move, so that the technologies will be available very, very soon.
Literally, you're really talking about a really steep upshift in IoT development, and how is that going to affect the security in the future?
But obviously, as you put, if you get a massive growth of devices, then that significantly increases the threat border. But I think it's the use cases that expanding that that and those impacts of a breach that are the biggest shift. We know that an IoT breach in security potentially has physical implications because everybody tells us. So they're more apparent and they're more far reaching and they can literally affect our safety. So that what that does is it magnifies the rewards for the hacker. So because there's more of an impact, he's got more of a temptation. And so there's more of a likelihood he's going to be very diligent and really try and attack. I really think that needs to be considered. And it hasn't gone unnoticed by governments and administrations all around the world. They realize that a breach now will escalate really, really quickly. It's not just the company that gets breached. That'll have a massive brand impact, obviously. But it's also the industry. If something happens in a medical company or an automotive company, that directly impacts that part of the economy or that part of the digital economy. And that also reflects badly on the regulator. So, and governments are responsible for the regulator. They're responsible for the economy. And they're responsible for safety and well-being of their populace. So I think that's why we're seeing so much legislation go at 5G, because I think it's where administrations know that they can control connectivity. And let's face it, they've just sold 5G for billions, the spectrum for billions. So 81 billion in the US's case. So it's sort of in their interest that IoT is secure and works, because imagine how much they'll get for 6G. The other thing, and that all sounds really high level, but I think it flows down to the enterprise, because the decision now you make on connectivity is going to be really important, because I think that the technology is bringing IoT, cellular IoT, to the price points and the density and the other things you need to compete with the other connectivity access. But you have to think about it a little bit more than that, because you can imagine your IoT solution now really doesn't, it seems harmless, but what if you get an opportunity in the future to put that same technology in a hospital or something like that? Potentially then you have to start retrofitting security. So, and that would be hugely time consuming and expensive. So thinking about the most secure way you can deploy your service now, it is hugely important, because it's actually protecting you, your IoT projects and your business for potentially 5-10 years into the future. So I think, yeah, it's going to be really interesting where we go from here.
Can you let our listeners find out where they can learn a little bit more about Zariot?
Sure. You can go to our website, zariot.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you. And if anybody wants to link into me and have a chat with me, that's fine by me as well.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Jimmy Jones. He is the head of security with Zariot. And Jimmy, you're right in the middle of a market that is exploding, and you're addressing one of the key issues that needs to be addressed, and customers are going to start running to you. So congratulations.
Thanks, Don, and I hope you're right.